Hey, after studying some or looking at some film, what did you see out of the Eagles defense last week that maybe you didn't see in against Carolina? Where did you see the breakdowns?
We basically saw they have a good blitz package. It is something that we really didn't see. I mean, we obviously Todd has a little bit more information on them than we would since he played in that division, but we definitely saw a lot more, blitzing and the blitz package that they did the last game.
How about as far as against the run? It looked like New Orleans is able to run pretty well against them.
It's the second game, and I'm pretty sure those guys are going to play a lot harder this game, knowing that we're coming into that stadium and it's kind of a must-win for them because it's at their stadium, and last time they were at their stadium, they didn't win. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be amped up for this one.
As a player from an opposing team, I mean, do you guys pay attention about the whole Michael Vick thing? Does this add something to the game for you that he might be playing?
Nah, I don't. The only thing it adds is just probably more cameras, for him. And like I said, like Ty will probably say, no one cares about the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody's going to be amped up and excited to see what Michael Vick does if he plays against us this Sunday. So, I think, we're trying to get focused, but we know that, we're not the big name here coming into, the Eagles Stadium. It's going to be pretty much a Michael Vick type of thing.
How is Todd working with him compared to Herm? What's the difference between the two coaches?
Herm played in this league, so Herm kind of knows, from that type of standpoint. He just the way he just treats. I would just say the way he goes about doing different things is a lot different than what Todd did. And Herm was successful doing it his way, and Todd is learning to be successful doing it his way. So I think that the only thing that's different is that Herm actually played in this league, and so he kind of knows, players and stuff like that. So, they all have their different, philosophies.
Larry, Todd comes from Arizona where, there was more of a passing attack. The running back took a back seat a little bit. And then, Scott Pioli from New England where they had such a great quarterback and passing game. Were you kind of curious when these guys took over as what your role would be and how the offense might change?
Yeah, but I think being that I'm pretty sure they know they look at tape from last year and look at tape since I've been here and know my abilities to play in the run and pass game. So I'm pretty sure they weren't hard-headed, so to speak, as far as what they had. I mean, they know we have good receivers and we have other good running backs too. So he uses his skill as far as calling plays for an offense to gear it around what our abilities are as an offense.
You had a boatload of carries for a couple of years. Do you think that playing in an offense like this, where maybe you don't get 30 to 40 touches all the time, it will be better for you overall and maybe make you more effective?
I don't know, because I still believe that, the more carries I get, the more warmed up I get, the more better I can be. And until my body breaks down from that, then I'm pretty much full steam ahead and thinking I can still be, 30 carries every game.
How are you feeling? I mean, you've dealt with some issues over the last few years. How do you feel physically and otherwise?
I feel fine physically. I dropped, almost 10, 11 pounds and, came in a lot lighter, and that's what Todd wanted me to come in as. And so I feel a lot better. I just feel a lot quicker, and I'm able to read and understand blocking schemes a lot better.
Do you feel like you've kind of been forgotten as an elite running back in the NFL?
I mean, I think so. I mean, it's been just tough sledding, for us the last 2 years, as far as trying to get this winning thing down and of course injuries hurt us a lot, and as far as we shuffled through quarterbacks before Matt got here, so it kind of the whole offense kind of suffered because we just didn't know who we were, and we shifted to this whole pistol and wildcat formation. So a lot of what I used to do 2006 2007 suffered because of that, but I'm just trying to get it back on track this year.
Larry, it seems more and more running backs are kind of embracing a two running back system. They know that there's a limited number of touches. Tiki Barber was big on that, saying he left the game before it got to him. But you seem to take an opposite approach. You want 30 carries there or more than that a game. Why is that? I mean, do you hear the other guys talking about that and the importance of preserving their body?
Yeah, but as far as what we do, I just feel we practice almost 2 hours to 2.5 hours a day. Full pads, and we do two a days, and then one a days. But we practice very hard here, so I feel like if I'm gonna practice longer than I play in games, then I want the full share of the carries, and that's just how I feel. I just feel the more carries I get, the better, you know, I get during a game. You know, I really don't like the whole 2 and 3 back approach because I'm just not that ball carrier anymore. I'm not that guy I'm done splitting carries with, you know, Priest Holmes, and when I was in college it was Eric McCoo and Omar Easy, you know. Now I just feel like it's my time to get back on track, and you know, only time I should come out of the game is if I'm dead tired, you know. So, you know, I just feel like the more carries I get, the better I get.
Larry, it's early in the year. It's only a couple games, but new coach and everything, a lot of changes. How big of a game is this for you guys?
I mean, it's real big. We're just trying to beat, you know, the last start that we had. We went almost 0-3, 0-4, so we're just trying to beat, you know, that, you know, of last year's. You know, we want to seem like we're a different team and do things differently since we are doing a lot of things differently. And we don't want to feel like we're repeating last year because I feel we are a lot better than we are last year. So I think this is definitely going into a visiting stadium, a tough stadium, you know, and trying to get in the win.
You probably haven't studied it much, but just in general, have you seen Westbrook playing? Do you feel like he's still the same running back he was a couple years ago?
I think so. I just said maybe, you know, just it just takes, you know, a while. Maybe by week 4, week 5, week 6, he'll really catch fire, which, you know, running backs that have a little bit of age on them seem to do that. You know, LaDainian did it, you know, before LaDainian had that many yards in the first 5 or 6 games, and then here come the last 7, 8 games, and he was on fire. So it's, you know, it just takes time and just to get to your footing and your whole mindset down that, you know, it's time to get going. I'm pretty sure he'll turn it on one game.
How's Tamba adjusting to the 3-4? I don't think he'd ever played in it before this year. You know, he's kind of even at Penn State, he was an attack the quarterback type guy.
But the good thing is for Tamba is Tamba's not a real big 6'4", you know, 330-pound DN. You know, he's a great size to play that in that 3-4, being that he's so light and so quick. So I think, you know, Tamba's been doing a good job as far as adjusting that because, as I said, you know, this is his first time actually playing in that defense.
Does he have, I mean, does he drop back into coverage? Does that seem natural for him right now?
I mean, I think it seems natural. I mean, he'll catch, you know, it won't be no Lawrence Taylor, but, you know, he'll definitely be on that level where he'll get better and better as far as more times he plays in that defense, more times he's used to, you know, dropping back in coverage, he'll get better.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, guys.
That was...